Welcome, folks, to today's Encore. Today, this Friday, the 26th of August, 2020. We're going back a couple of years to the 26th. Is this the 26th or the 28th, General? I can't quite... I believe it says 26. Yes? No, it says 28. Yes, it says 28. Okay, so that it's not 26. Yes, it isn't. Don't start in with that. No, it's okay. Anyway, this is from the 30 days of Bobby Dooley. And depending upon her mood, Bobby and Steve work out, interview Don Berman, and sing the song Respect. Do we need to say any more? Should we say any more? Would we want to say any more? The answer to all of those questions is a resounding and definite no. Here it is, the 30 days of Bob Dooley. And now it's Bobby Dooley's 30 days of Bobby. This is Wiss Elvin.
Thank you very much, Wiss, and good to see you again.
Thank you, Bobby.
And welcome, everyone, to the 30 Days of Bobby. I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm here with my husband, Steve.
Hi, everyone.
And we are bringing you a touch, a taste, just a sampling of what it is to be me, and by extension, what it is to be me with Steve, what it is to be Steve, and what it is to be us, the two of us.
Yeah, and also what it is to be us as the Homeowners Association.
Yes, that's right, Steve. And what it is to be us as a home, not a, as a Homeowners Association. We're not the whole... Thanks a lot for that, Steve.
Well, honey, I wasn't commenting on your weight.
What it is to be us as the president and as the vice president of the Homeowners Association here for Western Estates and its associated and allied organizations, such as the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization and the Western Estates Middle School. And so, having said that, welcome to our program, 30 Days of Bobby.
30 Days of Bobby, brought to you by the Western Estates Homeowners Association in its effort to populate Western Estates with quality human beings for a better and newer tomorrow. Quality human beings is what we're all about at Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Thank you again, Wiss. And I want to ask you, are you okay? You're all right?
Yes.
Because there's a little bit, it sounded like you might be struggling.
Yeah, it sounded like you were struggling. And in what way am I struggling? I'm struggling with the, I'm struggling with how happy I am to be on the air.
Well, the way you were talking, it sounded like you might be struggling with control, you know, like you might be blacking out. Never mind.
I'm not blacking out, though. Are you sure? I was sure. Maybe I'm not so sure anymore. I don't...
Never mind, Wiss. I'm sorry. It sounded like...
No, it sounded like, you know, you were having a problem reaching back in your throat for the words. You people talk.
I said you people. Where are you going?
I'm leaving is where I'm going. Where am I going? None of your business.
Okay, I would like Bud Dickman and the Phil Henry Show staff to know...
God gives it to Henry if you want.
I didn't ask you to talk, did I?
No.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah.
I want that portion of the program cut out.
All right, now you understand, Bobby, that it's gone out live. For replay, yes, we can cut it out, but it has already gone out live.
You know, you sound an awful lot like Wiss Elvin. Can you do it?
No, I cannot. No, you mean announce for your show?
That's what we were thinking, yeah.
And by the way, you just hit the microphone with your hand.
I understand that, Mr. Henry.
No, I can't. So,
You can't. Even though you sound...
Am I talking to you, or...
Talk to me, Phil. Never mind, Steve.
So, no, I cannot do the announcing for your show. You'll have to get someone else, Bud's there. or whoever, and we'll cut out that part for replay, but that went out live. So, you understand that when I say it went out live...
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Henry, for that. And I'm Bobby Dooley, a woman alone. A woman alone, 30 days of Bob Do.
Bobby Dooley, 30 days of Bob Do. A woman alone, and no one cares.
Thank you, Steve Dooley. I'm having to use my husband, who I love very much, as an announcer. He can barely speak. I don't mean anything by that, Steve.
Well.
No, but you can barely. In comparison to professional announcer Steve, you can barely speak. All right, you understand what I mean by that, right?
Well, yeah, in comparison to a professional announcer, I'm almost, animal-like?
Yes, in comparison to a professional announcer, you utter animal grunts. Now, obviously, everyone can understand you, but if I were to put you side by side, never mind.
You talk about Wiss Elton.
Whatever his name. Wiss Alvin.
Well, that's who it is. Bobby Dooley and the 30 Days of the Bob Doo.
We have, by the way, thank you very much, Steve Dooley. We've retired our effort at not referring to this as the Bob Doo as the result of Wiss Alvin walking off the program in as shocking a manner as is possible, in as insulting a manner as possible, in as abrupt a manner as possible. And the whole reason is because I had simply asked him if there was something wrong. To Steve and I, to our untrained ear, it sounded as if he was choking deep in his throat.
It sounded like there was something jammed in.
Yes, because he was halting, right, Steve?
Yeah, he was saying, I'm Wiss Alvin. I can't describe it. I can't describe it. But I know what you mean, Bobby.
Thank you very much, honey. I think that's why we're married, because you know something? I want to talk a little bit about marriage and what it means to me and how good it is. I want to talk a little bit about love, what it means to me and how good it is. I want to talk a little bit about Steve. Steve. I met Steve at Seal Beach, California, just out of high school. I heard someone say, do you want to buy a fake ID? And I looked and there he was, sitting on the back bumper of his mother's station wagon. And he was looked to be cooking up a spoonful of... What was it again, Steve?
Oh my God, you're going to...
I've told the boys not to listen.
I was cooking up Darvon.
He was cooking up a spoonful of Darvon. Well, I tell you, that was it for me. Every other person in the area washed away. There was just Steve.
Yeah.
Steve and his spoon and his fake IDs. For me, and I'm just talking about me, that's all I needed to hear, that's all I needed to see. 24 hours later, there was a woman by the name of Della Rubon. You remember her, Steve?
Well, yeah, she was, I was going steady with her in high school.
Della Rubon was a brunette, an Italian. She was tall, she was very busty, very large in the chest. She was shapely in a big Italian girl way. I don't know if you know what I mean. She had the big nose, but it was very shapely, it was very aquiline. Gaps between the front teeth. But Steve, you found that sexy, didn't you?
I mean, you know, Bobby, it's...
And, not the greatest breath, but that's not for me to judge. That's for you, Steve, to judge. I noticed the garlic.
Well, she was Italian.
But I noticed the garlic. I noticed the garlic from about 5 feet away. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I remember her because she was singing the song Respect. We were out there on the lunch break there at the high school. Was it the high school? Where was that?
No. It was the food court over at Valley's.
Oh, I thought we were in high school. We were out of high school.
Yeah. You met me after high school graduation.
Oh, so we're at the food court at Valley's. Okay, so we're at the food court there at the Valley's Mall. And she was singing the song by Aretha Franklin, What You Want. Yeah, you got it. And she thought she was so big and so special. Jesus.
Bobby Dooley and... Wait a minute.
Can't take it. I said I can't take it. I've come back to help you because it sounds wrecked. You sound wretched.
I'm sorry, Wiss, for insulting you.
Bobby Dooley, you want me to do it?
Yes, please do.
Bobby Dooley and the 30 Days of Bobby will be right back. I'm ending it on this story about the bad breath of some Italian girl.
Well, no, it's about singing Respect.
And Bobby's gonna...
Yeah.
We'll be back with Bobby Dooley singing Respect better than Della Aboum or whatever her name is.
Della Aboum.
right after this.
God almighty.
I didn't give you freedom to comment.
Well, I'm taking the freedom to comment. Any questions?
No.
Bobby Dooley, The 30 Days of Bobby, brought to you by Anthrax. Dun-dun-dun. The new Anthrax. The new Anthrax for 2020. Look at the sleek designs and the mileage. You won't believe the spacious comfort for your family. And look at all of those seat belts. Loaded in, head on out. For the beautiful, beautiful months ahead, driving the 2020 Anthrax, the new Anthrax from Powder Motors. And by, hello, I'm William Shatner. Not really, and I listen to the Phil Hendry Show. No, I don't.
Hey, Mom, how about an Eskimo pie?
Well, you filthy little brat.
When your kid tries to do the old double entendre, try Smertin's Mitt. This mitt is quick, it stings, take it off, throw it in the garbage, the police will never know you used it. The Smertin's Mitt. Yeah! From Wiggly. And now, welcome back to 30 Days of Bobby. Here's Bobby singing Respect by Aretha Franklin.
What you want, baby, I've got it. And what you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking for, Steve, is a little bit of respect when just you come home. Hey, just baby, when you get home.
Just a little bit.
Mister.
Just a little bit.
I ain't gonna do you wrong. While you're gone, ain't gonna do you wrong, 'cause I don't wanna. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come
just
home.
Just like Della Boone. I'm sorry, I was comparing it favorites. You're better than her.
All my money.
You went,
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Stop the tape, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'll roll it back if you need it.
You butt in one more time, Steve, and you won't even feel it when it's coming off. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You had some slut in high school sing this to you. Now, I'm gonna do it.
Bobby Dooley and Aspect.
What you want? Huh? Baby, I got. What you need? You know I got it. All I'm asking for a little respect when you come home. Hey, baby, when you get home.
Just a little bit.
Mister. I ain't gonna do you wrong while you're gone. Ain't gonna do you wrong, 'cause I don't wanna. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come home. Baby, when you come home. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. Everybody's walking out.
Well, honey, it's not bad.
Wiz?
30 Days of Bobby, and...
That's not what I want you...
We'll be right. Don Berman.
I'll do it. Don Berman is on the phone now. Let's talk to Don. He is on assignment here at Western Estates. And it was an interesting thing last night. I don't know how many of you might have heard. We didn't have our summer-tacular, but we did do our fashion show. We tried to do our three runways today, yesterday, and way, way back. And Don Berman was, bless his heart, our host. And we do really want to thank him for that. And I want to thank him. I know that Don is working a little late tonight at the Channel 19 newsroom. Don, how are you?
Bobby, I'm very well, thank you.
Now, I want to thank you again for being our MC at last night's fashion show yesterday, and way back.
Yes, and I was happy to do it. I was not happy to be wearing a Speedo, and that was as embarrassing a moment.
You didn't hear about it, huh?
I'll do it, Steve.
Was that... No, what do you mean I didn't hear about it?
Well, I...
Did you tell him?
I did. I told him. I called your office. I said, you got to wear a Speedo because of my tiki dance.
I saw your tiki dance, Steve, and I'm appreciative of the traditions that all of you there at Western Estates, I don't know what you do.
These are traditions, what we've had.
Okay, the traditions, what you've had. And that's fine. But when you said that I had to get into a Speedo, and I said, you're kidding, because I was not prepared. I don't have the greatest body for a Speedo, for starters. And then one of these women was looking at my you-know-what and asking, where is it? All of these jokes put together, you know, and...
Well, you're on the air right now saying these things, and if I would advise you not to say them.
Yeah, okay, Perry Mason. I want to tell you something, Bobby.
Did you come on this program, Don, to complain? If I knew you had these complaints, I never would have asked you on.
No, that's not what you said. You said that you had a contractual agreement with me, and you're right, you did. I did. I hosted the entire fashion show wearing a Speedo, and I had people saying, wow, you know, is it a girl? Is it a, you know, who, what gender is it? And then I had people walking around behind me and saying, don't fall in, you know, things like that. So it was embarrassing as hell.
You were treated very poorly. I agree with that.
I told the people about, I told them to take the kids away, and they wouldn't.
So did you tell them to take the kids away and they wouldn't? Is that about as good? It's 10 o'clock at night, and there's 10 and 11-year-olds running around backstage pointing and laughing at me in a Speedo. Now, and then I had Mr. Dooley there.
Steve, when did you do the tiki dance?
I do the tiki dance.
The tiki dance?
Yes, the tiki dance.
I do the tiki dance, obviously, right after you were done.
That was the problem, because I was told you were going to do the tiki dance, and then the program would be over, and I kept on going and going on and on and on and on. I want to tell you that I am happy to...
You know, you came on and you did that. You signed a contractual agreement with us, and we paid you...
Yes, you paid me $100. That's great.
Well?
The fact you need the $100 is not my fault. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know it.
So, Don, I'm sorry that you didn't understand the terms of the agreement.
I didn't say anything in the agreement. It said I would be provided a costume that I must wear throughout. I had no idea a costume is basically a underwear. That's all it is.
Well, it's a Speedo.
Yeah, it's a Speedo. It was a Speedo. It was a bright yellow Speedo. Let me just tell you this. I'm very happy again, Bobby, and glad that you invited me to your summertacular and to narrate your fashion show. I was up there without any clothes on for the most part.
You had the Speedo.
I was up there without any clothes on for the most part, and I've never done anything like that before in my life, and I can assure you I never will, and I will never do anything ever again for you. I will never, ever agree to anything having to do with Western Estates. If I see your name or your husband's name on anything that I'm even going to be driving by, I'm going to take a huge detour around it. I'll never, ever, 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 ever again do any...
Days of Bobby. We'll be right back.
In a minute, we're going to go to the gym.
We're going to go to the gym. We're going to do some working out, try to work out a lot of the angst that we're feeling right now.
We're going to go to the gym and work out a lot of the angst we're feeling.
I just said that.
We'll be right back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, 30 Days of Bobby. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Hello? Yes, hello?
Bobby, it's Tom Dopka.
Yeah, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good, but I'm wondering, are you going to break, or what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're saying we'll be right back. Are you breaking? Are you?
Yes, we're breaking.
Well, then when are you going to break?
Well, guess what, Tom? You don't call me in the middle of my... Get lost.
I'm asking...
We'll be right back.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, they'll be right back. What do you want to do? Hello, Whis Whistle.
Yeah, put me through the control room, will you?
I can't do that. Bobby's... Oh, we're on the air right now.
Okay, good. Bobby Dooley has...
I'm sorry, I can't be disloyal to Bobby. I just dumped out of that.
Thank you, Whis.
We'll be right back, folks.
Ah.
our gymnasium here at Western Estates. Steve and I are going to get on some of the machines. You know, during this pandemic, it's very smart to wear a mask, especially when you're in a large area with a lot of people. And that's where we don't have a lot of people here, Steve.
Yeah, there's some good socially distancing that's going on. And there's a guy, there's one, two, three, there's four guys. One guy on a leg machine, another guy on a shoulder machine, another guy on a bicep machine, and there's another guy who's doing some on the calf machines and the thigh machine. And there's another guy on a shoulder machine and another guy on a chest machine.
So that's how many?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I forget.
Well, you're looking right. Never mind. So we are socially distanced from them. And we're going to do some exercises to show you how to keep yourself trim and keep yourself in shape during the pandemic. Steve?
Okay, this is a basic calf machine. What you do is lay in your stomach here. You're holding onto these two.
Well, people can't see them, Steve.
I know that, Bobby, but I'm just saying.
All right, guts.
You know, you lay in your stomach. You do it.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just...
I'm sorry, honey. I just...
You lay in your stomach. You hold onto these. You lift your legs up and you go, yeah, whatever the...
Obviously, Steve's got something wedged deep and wide.
No, I do not. I wish you wouldn't butt in so much.
I'm Bobby Dooley. My name.
Yeah.
My name is... This is the 30 Days of Bobby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wiz...
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, you're taking me by surprise here. I don't know.
30 Days of Bobby Dooley is but.
I got it.
All right, so you lay on your stomach, hang on to these two things here, and...
What things?
The bars at the side of the...
Steve, people don't know what you're talking about. They might think it's a euphemism for...
Oh, right, sure. Yeah, that's right. It's a euphemism for the cheeks of your...
What, are you going to cry?
No. Anyway, you hang on to these two things here. They have nothing to... They're not attached to my wife. They're not her buns.
I'll do it.
Hey, Buck.
I'll do it. You lay on your stomach. You hold on to these two things here. And they're not my husband's testicles. Okay. Well, what's the problem now?
Bobby and Steve Dooley, 30 Days of the Buck.
Okay. You hang on to these two things here that are not my wife's buns or buttock cheek. And then you lift these weights, strengthening the thigh and the calf muscle. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Yeah! There's one.
Now, how many of those do you do?
10.
Well,
two.
Oh, God. We'll be right back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, 30 Days of Bobby. Bite back. This is Cliff Chesterfield. I'm running for state council. What's happened here and what is happening can happen to you. This can become you. Do you want that? No, of course you don't. What I want, what you want, what we all want is a safe place for our children to grow up, a place for our grandparents to sit and to stare and to enjoy the sound of nothing, for you and me and all of our contemporaries to enjoy a card game, bowl, shoot pool, or sail a boat. Can we do that? No, we can't. Why is that? Because of Gus Hauserman and all of his friends who've developed the Poochman Project. That is sitting out there on the edge of the lake where we could be recreating right now, you and all of us. We could be swimming, we could be fishing, we could be boating, but they've got to have that for their little oil wells and their little drilling projects. Why is that? So they can make money!
Vote no on Proposition 12 this November. Paid for by friends of Pompow.
And now back to Bobby Dooley. The 30 Days of Bobby. This is Wiz Alvin.
Thank you, Wiz. We live in a wonderful community here at Western Estates, and one of the great things that we have here at Western Estates are our Easter celebrations and our Homeowner Association meetings. We're not just a community of people, we are a community of friends. We are members of a tribe. This this is our annual Easter celebration, what we have out here at Western Estates in our common area. You can hear everyone having a good time right now. Easter celebration, we celebrate. We dance wildly around the fire, and then some of us will give some comments. Here's Steve. Steve right now is dancing. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey,
hey. Are you saying anything, Steve, that's recognizable?
No, I'm not saying anything that means anything. I'm just making sounds of drum dancing. Hey, 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 wee, wee, wee.
So Steve isn't really saying anything that means anything. He's just making noises like the idiot that he is. This is part of the celebration we have here at Western Estates each and every weekend when we go out to our common area. And oftentimes I will dress in some sort of a style. I'll dress myself in bushes or tree limbs or something like that to look like the nature mom. Hit it, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Steve's now whirling. He's dancing in a whirling fashion. Go, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm dizzy.
Steve is whirling about the room. A lot of people think Steve's making guttural noises, and he is. But it's meaningful. It means something to me, to him. It means something to me and him.
I'm dizzy.
Bobby and Steve Dooley will be right back.
Hey, 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 yeah.
If you'd like tickets to see the Bobby and Steve Dooley 30 Days of Bobby show, you can't get them.
Thank you, Wiss, and thanks everyone for joining us today on our tour of Western Estates during this, our 30 Days of Bobby.
If you'd like tickets to...
He's already said you can't get any.
Oh, you can't get tickets to...
30 Days of Bobby, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Wiss Alvin.
Big deal.
Something, you greasy boy.
I didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was insulted and I left.
I insulted him, Steve. Remember, and he left?
You're on the air.
I don't get